Bury them off.
Oh, I hate spiders. One thing I really hate is spiders. Oh, they disgust me. They're tiny little faces. Oh, they're 8 eyes. Get out of it, you shifty little creatures. I hate them. And the other day, I was in bed and just reading a book in bed on my own, and a spider ran past, and I thought, oh no, because there was no one in the house who could come and get it, you know, with like a sort of cut postcard technique. Take it to the garden. I'm going. You know? And there was no one who could do that. And I thought, oh, you know, what am I going to do? I'm going to have to employ another strategy. So what I decided to do was completely ignore it. And he ran past and I just didn't even look at him. I just started reading my book, just turned away nonchalantly. Didn't even look at him. I just thought, yeah, that'll show him. And about 10 minutes later, Chariots of Fire music came on my stereo. And he ran past again in a tiny tracksuit and headband going, it's me, pointing to himself. I went, all right, I'll look at you, you crazy diamond. And we're quite good friends now. And it's fantastic. He gets me involved in all these insect activities. The other day I was up to my neck in the insect version of Give Us a Clue. It's fantastic. And Bury the Moth was up, and he's on our team. And we really needed this one to win. And because Crispian the Grasshopper had just been up, and he's a bit of a lovey. And he went up and just sort of moved one of his eyebrows ever so slightly. Everyone went, Midsummer's Night Dream, that was fantastic. And I went, oh, you're brilliant, how'd you do it, Crispian? And he went, well, you know, you have to absorb the role, you have to feel the role, you have to just wear the role like a huge body warmer, you have to put the role into a small oven and bake it like a crispy pancake. Oh, the roll, let me roll. And I went, don't worry about him, Barry, shut it, grasshopper face. I said, get out of it, you locust lovey. Go on, Barry, you can beat him. And he went up, and he went to the centre, and he just went up and he went, look up, yeah! And he just sort of rolled around the floor like a crazy mill. And I went, Barry, what's happening there? What are you doing? And we didn't know what was happening. And Barry just persevered with him crawling around the floor like strange Sebastian, the one-eyed skipping rope. And we went, Barry, what's happening there? What's got into you, you crazy fish? And we didn't know what was going on. And the time was running out. We had about 5 seconds. We went, Barry, come on, sum it all up in one movement. And he just looked up and went, ahee! And his mouth extended over the back of his head, and one of his wings twitched. We went, Barry, oh, and the time ran out, and we lost, and we couldn't believe it. And Barry was down because he'd let us down, and we felt down because we lost the game, and we were all crying, and we started taking it out on Barry. We started persecuting him, well, punching him in his moth face. And Barry was down because he'd let us down, and he was upset because all the gold stuff had come off his wings, and now he had to walk home. Freaking hell, man, he got a bus pass. And we were all upset, and then we felt bad because we were persecuting Barry, because really it was only a game, and we shouldn't do that. And we went, Barry, we're sorry. And we all sort of got together in a huge ring. We all linked arms and just felt quite nice, like a quiche. And we all linked arms and went round the room in a huge spherical ball of crazy sadness. And all of a sudden, I looked into Barry's eyes and he looked into mine. I think he looked at the reflection of mine from a spoon. And he looked up at me and we knew what we had to do. We drew up the plans of Give Us a Clue. We drew them up on paper. We put them in Barry's little tiny rucksack. We went down to old London Town on a tram. Barry sitting there and me sitting there. Barry with the plans in his bag. We went up and we went into old London Town and we went to the biggest television centre there and we kicked the door down and went, we're here, we've got an idea for you. Barry, shut it, you're useless at explaining things. And I laid out the plans on the table and I went, it's called Give Us a Clue. It's a fantastic game. Huh? What do you make of that? What do you make of that, you shiny crayon horses? And they didn't like it. Fools, they didn't know anything. We didn't care. We had a good day in London. We went to London Dungeons. It was terrific. We went to Hampton Court. We played in the maze with some silky wool. Ah, it was fantastic. Anyway, right, that's not the point. Point is, 2 weeks later, me and Barry in the front room, sitting down, drinking cream soda. Barry with his remote control. Turn on the telly. Who do we see? Lionel Blair, you've the stops without bloody idea. No insects at all. Oh, I was furious. I couldn't believe it. I went, Barry, they ripped us off a treat.